This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back another guest that's been with our six-part series. If you've been watching us and following us, it's Seafair Exploration Corp. We're doing a six-part series. This is the third part of six. And you can find that company on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFRX. And with us today is one of the advisory board members that's going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Jim Torson. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Couple questions. One, how did you get involved with Seafair? And give me a little bit of background of yourself.
Well, I got involved through a gentleman that used to work for me in a company I was the CEO of decades ago, and Tom Soder. And so he is a part of the Seafarer team, and he's been doing that for, I guess, quite a long time. So anyway, he knows my background. And so he thought I would be a good fit to come into the Seafarer opportunity and to contribute.
What is it that you bring to their team?
Okay, well, a little bit on my background then, just to give you an overview. I have over 30 years of experience as a serial entrepreneur in the high-tech field. And unlike most so-called entrepreneurs, I'm the real deal. So I put things at risk. I started a company with $5,000 and got it up to $30 million without anybody's money.
Wow.
Took it public and so on and so forth. So, but I'm always dealing with high-tech opportunities and entrepreneurial opportunities in the sense that I deal with startups, turnarounds, and growth stage companies. So these are entities that need somebody that not can just be a plug-in as a nice, pretty CEO. It's a guy who can make things happen, which is what I do. So anyway, you know, my key in that leadership in that area is involved with getting, you know, creative business plans together that, and I mean creative, not, you know, off the shelf. And always it's got a capital raising element of it. And I've dealt with everything from IPOs on NASDAQ and private placements and equity-based finances, asset-based, a whole bunch of things. Plus a lot of joint ventures in the world, in Japan, Korea, Taiwan, and China. And so I've got a lot of experience in creating and running businesses, but I'm also a hands-on guy in the sense that I have, I'll get into in a minute, a strong background in technology. So I know product development, marketing, manufacturing, quality control, business finance, you name it. I cover the whole gamut. So I got a lot of experience. Now, my technology side, I did some patent work and creative IP work in integrated circuits, computer design. I did the first scanner for the supermarket industry in terms of the computer industry. I put the first hard disk on the IBM PC and got a contract at IBM for that for about $200 or $300 million. Did all kinds of things in manufacturing and computer aided design, robotics, all that kind of stuff. So in my company backgrounds with some companies you'll know, Hewlett Packard, of course, I was there for a stint. Spectrophysics, which you may not know, but that was a leadership in lasers, and Bell Telephone Laboratories, which is the root of all of our technology that we still have today. So anyway, that's my kind of an overall background on me technically. My education is I am an honors graduate of the University of Michigan. I got a bachelor's and master's in electrical engineering there. And I have a doctor of science in the University of Nevada. So that's kind of my thumbnail of my background. And I like to make things happen. And I love technology and I love the next big thing. That's what I do.
And so I'm just curious how you got involved in a treasure finding company that, I don't know, it just seems like there's a little bit of a disconnect, but not quite.
Well, I can understand that because you know, me too. By the way, when I had a lot of money, I had so much money at one time, I had to give it away, but some of it. But anyway, I had an oceanographic cruise vessel, and we did some research in sea, So I have an interest in that. But the main reason I got involved is Tom Soder got me involved because of my technology background and my ability to run businesses and create successful businesses. So the connection really for me and my technical background is that Seafarer, it sounds like, you know, collecting gold out of the sea there sounds like a rather mundane thing. But the fact of the matter is the technology to actually do that doesn't even exist. In fact, when I had my yacht years ago, there was some guy that was big in that field. But the ability to find that stuff, I mean, nobody knows how to do it. So the technological requirements here are astounding. It's just simply breakthrough. Okay, so it's my world. And the idea of ground-based radar or being able to look underneath the ground to find out what's there, however you do it, imaging technology, it's kind of in my world. So that, from that standpoint, is exciting from my background. And it's a small company. It's public. It needs to grow. So it's got all the elements that that could use my contribution. Plus, I actually scuba dive. So but that's not the main event, obviously, for me. But it's just to help the develop the technology and to deploy it elsewhere, because it has a needs. All, not only is it for underground, you know, exploration, but in the sea, undersea, but in the ground. I mean, there's all kinds of applications for
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. So what are your thoughts and your vision going forward for the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, you know, since I know what it means to run a public company, I started one as a private and I took it public, and I've dealt with lots of startup companies. I know what needs to happen. We have to, and we had shareholders. Okay, so it's all about shareholder value. So we've got to make sure that we have a growth plan here that can justify as being a public company, and contribute shareholder value. Now that's a complicated task because you have to have a technology, a product. You have to know how to grow it, get the financing to do that. It's fairly complex, but. But what I see where the company can go in 5 years, let's say, if we play the game right, we could be a leader in brand new technology for underground exploration, not just undersea. Okay, and that's just simply has secure military intelligence needs and national security, all kinds of things that could be applied to. So what I see, if we can pull it off, is the ability to make great contributions in that field and grow a nice company. And also related to that is there's a quantum computing threat this country for cybersecurity that we're working on too. So that is somewhat synergistic to what we're doing, because everybody has to protect their intellectual property. And if you can't do that, you're going to lose it, which is what's happened to this country for the last 20 years or more. And so we feel that that's an opportunity for us, and also something that we can use ourselves.
My guest today has been Jim Torsen. He's one of the new advisors and board members to Seafarer Exploration. I think he's going to bring a lot to the team. You can find their company on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFRX. Jim, I want to thank you for stopping by and bringing us up to speed and up to date on what's going on over there with the company. I wish your whole team and the whole company nothing but luck over there. And hopefully you guys will find what it is that you're looking for.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.